rest of the story. President Andrew Jackson's inauguration celebration was a barbaric brawl. So I guess it was entirely appropriate that his funeral should be interrupted by a stream of ear-splitting profanities from one of his old buddies. You see, when Andy Jackson died, this message was traveling swiftly throughout the countryside. The old hero is gone. The old Roman, the old lion, the great captain is dead. No specific name was expressed. None had to be. Despite the rough edges, perhaps partly because of them, Andrew Jackson was popularly regarded as the greatest and best man of the age. For he was the beloved Old Hickory, veteran of the Creek and Seminole Indian Wars, hero of the attempted British invasion of New Orleans in 1815, the seventh president of the United States. Literally seconds after Jackson passed away, General Sam Houston and his young son arrived, and after sobbing at the death bedside, Houston embraced the boy, saying, "Try to remember that you have looked upon the face of Andrew Jackson." That was the sort of reverence Old Hickory inspired. He died at 6 p.m. on a Sunday at his famous Hermitage home. The following day, funeral invitations were printed, delivered to friends and acquaintances. But there was one friend who neither received nor required an invitation, a dear old friend of many years, who was with Jackson in his final hours. Their relationship is sometimes minimized by biographers, and yet those who knew our seventh president best, especially toward the end of his life, were quite aware of his fondness for, if not his dependence upon, this one special friend. Tuesday morning, the mourners arrived at the Hermitage, 3,000 of them. 3,000 in hundreds of carriages and on horseback. But of all of those in attendance, surely none was more stunned than that one old friend we've been talking about. Old Hickory's body lay in the front parlor. The Reverend Dr. Edgar stood outside on the portico preparing for his hour-long sermon. And yet while friends filed by the casket, there was that one who stood off by himself, apparently very deeply moved. And then the funeral service began. The thousands assembled listened tearfully, silently, to the eulogy for the fallen hero. But suddenly, right then and there, smack in the middle of the sermon, Andrew Jackson's old buddy, unable to bear his despair any longer, exploded in a torrent of obscenities. Boy, those words could have peeled the paint off the Hermitage portico. And to the shock of those gathered, the withering blast of shrieks and curses continued even more loudly, even more bitterly than it had begun. The source of the outburst, having made his identity apparent, was quickly approached and soothed by members of the household. But knowing of Old Hickory's fondness for this friend, none attempted to evict him, even though it was rarely mentioned after that. Nobody who was present ever forgot that once upon a time, in the late spring of 1845, they buried Andrew Jackson with pomp and ceremony. They buried him with the pomp and ceremony befitting a legend of his own time. But at the funeral service, the solemnity had been shattered, if only for one magic minute, by an old friend named Old Pal. Old Pal, Old Hickory's longtime companion, his West Indian pet parrot. And now you know the rest of the story.